People are also troubled because of the new participative mood that exists today. It's a do-it-yourself society. Every layman wants to get into the act. Emerson's do-your-own-thing has become the cliché of the times. People no longer accept being passive members. They now want to be active changers. This participative phenomenon can be seen in every part of contemporary life. On campus, in the church, in the mass media, in the arts, in business and industry, on ghetto streets, in the family. The problem is that modern man seems unable to redesign his institutions fast enough to accommodate the new demands, the new intelligence, the new abilities of segments of society which, heretofore, have not been taken seriously. Consequently, people are frightened by the Black Revolution, paralyzed by student activism, and now face what may be even more devastating, the women's rebellion. Society simply has not had these kinds of problems before, and to meet them, it will have to adopt strategies for their solution that are as new and as different and as paradoxical as are the problems themselves. Instead of trying to reduce the discontent felt, try to raise the level or quality of the discontent. Perhaps the most that can be hoped for is to have high-order discontent in today's society. Discontent about things that really matter.